Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. I love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast.
Hey, everybody. This is Angel and Joe, and we're back with another Mailbag Monday podcast.
Remember, everybody, that you can submit your questions by direct messaging us on Facebook or Instagram, or you can email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com. Just type podcast question on the subject line.
Okay, our first question is, my fiancé and I are getting married in 8 months. I have to admit I've always wanted the fairy tale wedding. The problem is that my parents are not in the position to help much. I want to have a lot of guests and have it catered. He thinks it's a waste of money, but it's something I've always wanted. I would really love to hear your honest opinion on this.
Okie dokie. Well, let's see. I got two stories. My first story is that my first marriage I paid $10 for. And it lasted 45 years. It turned out really good.
Mm-hmm.
My second marriage, I paid $50 for a lot more. And we're 6 months in and we're doing really good. But my first marriage, just because it was great. I loved it. We were both in the green. We just want to get married. Who can do it? Justice of the Peace, the guy who owned a real estate company. He opened up on November the 11th, Veterans Day. I paid him $10, and I wore my Sunday best. She wore her Sunday best. I said, I do. She said, I do. We got married. We went to Kentucky Fried Chicken for our honeymoon dinner and drove up to Gatlinburg and came to the first hotel that was open, and we had a honeymoon. And it was incredible, but we didn't expect more.
Nothing says marriage like the Colonel.
It is. I love the Colonel. Anyhow, when we started having children, my wife came to me, and we didn't have kids for 5 years, and my oldest daughter is going to get married. And she came to me, and Joe said, our daughter's getting married, and I've got a year. You got a year to get me $12,000. I've done research. It's going to be a $12,000 wedding. I said, a what? I can buy a pickup truck for $12,000. I said, Joe, I don't ask you for anything. I'm a low-maintenance woman, but we're going to have great weddings for our daughters. It's just going to be $12,000. You got a year to get the money. And so I took extra jobs, and believe it or not, God opened up doors, and I did extra things, and I had the money. And we had a $12,000 wedding. We had 12 guys in tuxedos. We had catered food. We had a three-piece kind of orchestra, played music. It was everything you could imagine. And so it's like, well, all righty. And so then my second daughter gets married. And so several years later, he said, Joe, I'm going to get married. He said, the wedding's going to cost $20,000. And I said, here's what we're going to do. You got a year to get the money. $20,000? I can get two pickup trucks and a bass boat for $20,000. So, but I'm married, and I want what my wife wants. She hadn't asked for anything, so we did a $20,000 wedding. And then I had a third wedding that I paid for. That was a $22,000 wedding. So, in essence, I paid $50,000 for three weddings because my wife asked me to.
Well—
Now, the point of it is, it didn't make the marriages any better or any worse. But you're at a point where, especially if you're the lady asking the question, you're asking somebody else to meet your dream. And if you're not going to give them time or an ability to do that, then you might as well just go sit on a tree stump somewhere for several years and let them save up the money.
Well, I have a little bit of a different perspective. I was a single mom.
Yes, you
and
were.
My daughter got married, and she wanted a wedding, and literally I had $2,000 to give her.
Yep.
By the way, there's a great show on Netflix that I love to watch, and it's called, I don't think it's called Cheapest Weddings, and it's in Australia. The average couple spends £65,000 to get married. And these people didn't have it, and so it shows you how to create an experience on
a
budget.
There is a way to make it happen.
But so my daughter wanted to get married. I had $2,000 to give her. She had just graduated from college. So what happened was she wanted a wedding. And I just prayed and believed God. And I'll tell you, I had a friend that had a bakery. I would go over and work every Saturday in the bakery after working.
Yeah.
All week long, I would go every Saturday and work in the bakery, and so that she would get a free wedding cake.
Yep.
And well, actually, it wasn't free. I paid for it with my labor. And then I had two aunts that came together and catered it. She wanted to do – we decided to do a brunch because it would be cheaper. You wouldn't have to do a meal.
Yes.
And so my aunts came together and helped decorate, helped cook and everything, did all the catering. A sister-in-law did her hair and makeup. She has a business doing that.
Yes.
Then another friend worked for a shop, got a discount on a dress. It came together. And the biggest expense was the photographer. But it was a very special day, and it turned out exactly how she wanted it to be.
She got what she desired.
She got what she desired. It wasn't, it wasn't at the Ritz-Carlton by any means.
But it was a great place. It was a great wedding.
You know what? It was a very simple, wonderful wedding.
Memorable.
That was memorable, that celebrated their day. So you don't have to, break the bank. Because you know what? 6 months, what's going to be more important? Those photographs, those memories, or, the ability to pay the electric bill?
Well, all things are possible to them that believe. You just need to determine what are you going to be able to do to make this happen?
Yeah.
So you just sit down together. Honey, I'd like to have this. I'd really like this cake. I'd like to invite this many people. What are we going to do with them? Where can we go to have this many people? Are we going to feed them? And so I was always against feeding anybody. It's a wedding. This is not a cookout. Bring your own food. Go to McDonald's before you come. And so I was the tightwad in my first wedding, and my wife's the other. The thing is, you got to figure out how to make it work. There's always a way.
Yeah, because we did like scones and croissants and donuts, and we did
the
have
food was beautiful. The pictures from that wedding were magnificent. It was just incredible.
But it was just everybody coming together and helping, and it was wonderful. And it wasn't, nobody was demanding.
Well, everybody, your family, everybody felt like they were a part.
Yeah,
they were thrilled to be able to help. So this lady needs to understand, you got people in your family that would love to help. You don't just have to write a big check to somebody you don't know to make this fairy tale wedding. You can still have the fairy tale wedding.
And it was not conventional. They did some very unconventional things.
No, that's great.
Now, well, we did get a couple family members that were a little grouchy when it came to cleanup. the grace was lifting around the cleanup time.
You made more memories.
We did. And listen, it was special. So if you can have the desires of your heart, it just doesn't have to be, you don't have to be keeping up with the Joneses.
Don't tell yourself no. Don't shut the door. Just start. What did you like to have? Make it happen.
And check out that cool Netflix series.
I know.
You get some really, really great ideas.
God idea.
Yeah. Help. I have fallen totally in love with a wonderful woman. She loves being with me. My friends all love her. She loves introducing me to all her friends. She's outgoing and fun, and she's way, way out of my league. However, she loves cats. How can I break this relationship off without looking bad? I'm kidding, but I really do hate cats.
Whew. Well, how do I answer this, Angie? Because you know what I'm probably going to say.
That you hate cats, too?
Well, I've had them. Matter of fact, when we lived in Missouri, I had had 8 cats, but they're all outside cats.
Yes. Well, that's not really having
a cat. And we had a big wheat field behind our house, and they lived off mice. I never had to feed them.
I know. That's what they're good for when you're out in the country.
So,
I know my son brought a cat home, and I would be walking down the hallway in shorts. And that joker would just grab a hold of my legs. I'm walking down and just scratch the fire out of me, and I would just get so irritated. So we're not animal people, indoor animal people.
No, we are not. We've both had animals.
I cannot train them. They will look at me and just raise their leg right there and go on my carpet. It's just like, see, I'll tell you who's in charge. It took everything I had to train my children to go to the potty. I cannot train a dog. So probably not the best people to ask, but the people that are cat people and dog people, they are.
You either love them or hate them.
They're
cat people, dog people. You either love your animal or you hate those animals. There's no middle ground for animal lovers. No middle ground.
And I'm telling you, the people that love them are serious about them.
Well, I'll share this short story. When I got married, I worked for the Coca-Cola company. I drank Coca-Cola. It's the real thing. It says on the bottle. When I got married, my wife loved Pepsi. I don't drink no Pepsi. That's a watered-down children's drink. I'm not drinking no stinking Pepsi. I want to drink a Coca-Cola. So she'd send me to the store for some pop. I'd come home with Coca-Cola. She said, John, I want Pepsi. No, your family ruins you. You just don't know. And my family used Tide detergent. Her family used Cheer. I don't want no stinking Cheer. I want some Tide. Let's get some skank out. And so we fought for 12 years over that stuff until I realized one day it was just dealing with me because 1 Peter 3 is talking to husbands and wives. And it says, don't give evil for evil or railing for the railing. But on the contrary, give a blessing that you might inherit a blessing. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. And he's talking to husbands and wives. And his ears are open to the prayers. But the face of God is against those who do evil. Well, what's evil? Well, when I got married, my wife realized she liked that kind of detergent. She liked pet. And so I remember one day, I bought it for 12 years, and God got to deal with me. He said, you know why I'm not answering your prayers? Because of the way you treat your wife. Your wife loves Pepsi. Now, people don't have to believe this. This is just being God, but I believe with all my heart. God said, what's wrong? I said, well, your wife loves Pepsi. Well, she didn't know any better. But she loves Pepsi. And so when you get married, you marry the whole package. The hair color, the eyeshadow, what makeup to wear. You marry that whole package, and it's not yours to change. Your job is just to love them. And so I said, my wife loves cats. I'm a love cat. She likes the inside dog. I don't have no inside dog. I never had an inside dog, but she loved an inside dog. So we had a little shih tzu that slept on the foot of the bed. And only one time did I launch that dog to the ceiling. I didn't really mean to, but at the middle of the night, I thought, what is it? So I just kicked him to the ceiling. He lived and he was fine, but I slept on the couch for a week and I realized if my wife loves cats or my wife loves dogs, my wife loves Pepsi or my wife loves Cheer detergent, I'm going to love that. It's not a heaven or hell issue.
No, and it sounds like that this is an incredible woman.
Oh, yeah.
And if this is the one little thing, I mean, I would either make an adjustment.
You a cat.
And I would build a relationship with that cat.
Yes, I would.
Because I'm going to tell you, if she's got all those great qualities.
Man, I'd buy catnip.
Little
things to play with. I'd buy those cat.
That's right. I would try very hard to overcome that one.
Yes, that is a wise thing to do because you are not going to marry a perfect person.
No.
The next person you allow will have negatives where this one had positives. They hate cats, but they're horrible something else.
Yeah.
God did not make perfect people. They don't exist. I tell people all the time, the Bible says the righteous fall 7 times a day, but they get back up. Yeah. There are no perfect people.
Yeah, that is true. So the next question is, Joe, do you have an opinion about online dating sites?
Yes, I do.
My favorite, Farmers. Is it farmers.com or whatever?
I love that.
Yeah, Farmers only.
Yeah, Farmers only. You know, there's not an ugly person on that farmersonly.com. All the women are beautiful and the men are handsome. And the men are wealthy. They got big farms.
Yeah. Wow, this is kind of
it's all God either way. I've met people that met online and have very successful marriages.
I have too. And the thing is in our society, if you are above, out of college,
yes,
and you don't go to bars, you're going to be limited on where you're going
to
meet.
Or you don't go to the singles group on Friday night at church, which is very embarrassing and hard to deal with.
Yeah. And so I have met people that have had very successful relationships with it. So, I mean, I really don't know what would be really different other than, you know, somebody introducing you and then you've got to.
Well, you're going to get together in three areas, spirit, soul, and body. Eventually, you got to grow together in all three areas or you will have problems in your marriage.
Yeah.
Well, everything starts usually with the flesh, but usually online it starts with the soul, which is really the most important part you need to get to know. They say that the marriages that lasted the longest in the history of America are people who got married when World War II broke out.
Mm-hmm.
When Pearl Harbor got bombed, the draft kicked in, people just got married overnight. Hey, let's get married. I'm shipping off in the morning. And for 4 years, they didn't see their spouse.
Mm-hmm.
All they could do was write letters.
Mm-hmm.
And what made their marriages as strong is for 4 years, they wrote letters. So when I'm writing a letter, I don't see your face.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're reacting. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to bear my whole soul on this piece of paper, what I think, what I feel, who I really am. And they said those marriages lasted the longest because they fell in love with the actual person. I didn't like the way you smelled or looked. I hadn't seen you for 4 years, but I like the way you think. I like what you believe in.
I've heard horror stories that have happened on online things, but really more the horror. I've heard good stories, and I know some people that have gotten married and have been had very successful marriages. So,
yes,
I mean, I don't, and there's no.
The only negative, I'll just go ahead and say this because you need to hear this. The only negative of any online dating service is if you're already married.
Yes, I think that's a given.
I've had to deal with that met somebody online when you're already married to a spouse. Why are you talking to somebody you don't know when you've got somebody in the house you won't talk to? You know, I need to get involved and let the person know you're talking to online. Said, hey, this is a doofus. They wouldn't even talk to the person I already have. You think they're somebody special? No, they're a doofus. And I remember one who met somebody that came to my office, went to church, good, strong Christians, been married a long time. He said, well, I've fallen in love. I said, no, you haven't. No, you have not. You know, you ain't loved the one God gave you. And so they divorced, didn't come to counseling anymore. They got divorced. He married this gal he met online. A year later, they got divorced because she didn't know him either. He's the north end of a southbound mule, but all you do is write nice words. Blah, 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 blah. You don't know them. It takes time to get to know people. And yeah, even once you know them, I tell people, you still got to hear from God because marriage is two ignorant people growing up. You'll never get to know anybody dating them.
Well, and I just think it's very inappropriate.
Yes.
To be married and flirting with another relationship.
Sin, that's wrong. Yeah, it's a sin.
Yeah, so I would have hoped that would be a given, but it's sad to me that you have to say it, but unfortunately, you know, you do.
But yeah, great things happen online, but stupid things happen. But it's no different in real life.
Nope.
Great things happen in real life. Stupid things. There's just God and the devil always playing checkers with you. You need to make a decision based on God.
Exactly.
Well, that wraps up this week's podcast. Remember to get those questions in by direct messaging us on Facebook or Instagram, or just send in your quest to mail@joemcgeeministries.com.
Hey, we really appreciate everybody for the great questions. Make sure to tell your friends about the podcast so they can get blessed too. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we'll be right here.
We love you guys.